Keeping with Randy Dixon's theme here of artists who died either by their own hand or by circumstances surrounding a lifestyle.
Isn't that nice for a Sunday morning?
Yeah. Old Janis getting it done, baby.
What an amazing voice. What a mess.
Yeah. Total mess. Well, suggestions coming in, as we'll deal with this issue a little bit later in the program, but suggestions coming in about what to do with the city of Gould. Give it back to the Spaniards. Just, of course, referring to the controversy in Gould, the city council voting a few weeks ago to ban all public and private meetings dealing with city business. And then, I don't know. And then, of course, the physical confrontation between the mayor of the city of Gould,
the whooping,
and a city council member's relative, pistol whipping the mayor at a convenience store, and then as the mayor, bloodied, literally with a bloodied Razorback T-shirt on, giving an eyewitness account to Fox 16. As then city council members driving up and disputing that account live on television, then of course an anonymous Gouldian
expressing an opinion.
Expressing her opinion from the background.
Now there were police restraining.
There were, yes. There was one lonely guy with a, you know how most people have the flak jackets or the windbreakers or whatever? This guy had just an old white T-shirt on that just said police. In black magic markers scrolled across the front of it. That's how bad it is in Gould. I'm for implementing the Uday Hussein method. Bus tickets and bulldozers. And never shall the name of Gould be spoken again. But we'll play that video, or excuse me, that audio a little bit later in the program. You know, Randy, the Chinese had a spectacular opening to the 2008 games. Yeah. You know, you remember seeing the whole...
Yeah.
And the way that all in synchronized, and it was just... It was one of those things that was... That was for the Chinese, whatever they did for the games, that was that moment that's what defined the Olympics of 2008 internationally. And really, you looked at China and thought, wow, these guys are...
If that was an army. Man.
Yeah, they've got it all together, don't they? Well, we hear from London. Dateline London, England. So what do the Brits do to top that? Well, they parade out Paul McCartney. The Rolling Stones and what's left of Led Zeppelin will be the beginning of the 2012 Olympics.
Okay.
So we're going to go from that precision, synchronicity, the Chinese efficiency, if you will, the spectacular visual display of that opening ceremony to...
Some old rock.
To Mick and, Sir Paul and somebody slipping and breaking a hip.
Rockers.
Some old, that's what it's going to be, you know? Enough of Hey Jude already.
It's more like a halftime show.
It's a bad halftime show. That's your Fiesta Bowl halftime lineup, not your Olympic opening series. I mean, your opening ceremonies.
I think they had Amy Winehouse scheduled.
They had, she was going to be in the mix, background.
Yeah.
But you got to wonder how, is that a give up on their part? We'll have to wait and see what happens, but I've got to think the Brits
are
going
to
have
to do something.
They got to step it
up
a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Because if that's the opening ceremony, then all you got to do is look back 4 years and go, "Wow, wonder the Chinese
add the Herman's Hermits or something."
Put somebody on there, right? All we're missing are the Boomtown Rats, and it looks like Live Aid on that stage all of a sudden. Where's Phil Collins? So, we'll keep our fingers crossed for the Brits to, you're right, McCormick. My newest entry in the Deadpool will be the Olympic opening ceremony at that point, because that's sure to die. So, best of luck then to,
surely there's something else they're going to throw in
You would hope.
Got to.
I mean, Well, we'll see what that, we'll see what the Brits come up with. But they're going to have to go a ways to beat our Chinese brothers and what they did with the Olympic opening ceremonies in 2008. Back to Randy Dixon, Dixon Media. This project that you were working on where you are effectively digitizing 40, 50 years. Well, this goes back into the early 60s. What are the oldest news clips that you have?
The oldest thing so far that I've found is...
What? Tennille jacked me up. There's your opening ceremonies for the Brits. It's supposed to say Spinal Tap and Puppet Show.
And Puppet Show.
Not Puppet Show and Spinal Tap. Sorry. Sorry, that threw me off. But
I found a campaign film from, I think, from Sid McMath.
Wow.
That goes back. Has some stuff from 48.
Wow. If you're a member of the Klan, vote for me. Is it that? I mean, there's got to be. It would be interesting to see. And of course, this is what you're doing. The transformation of all these things. So you could line up clips of campaigns in the 50s, the 60s, mm-hmm. 70s, 80s, 90s, and on through. Because it's interesting to me to go back and see old footage of the Clinton campaign in 92.
Right.
Which that was cutting-edge technology. Mm-hmm. They were faxing stuff and, you know, couriering commercials places and all that, and FedEx. And that was real state-of-the-art business. And now we look at what a dinosaur that campaign was.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's that famous shot of Stephanopoulos and Dee Dee mm-hmm. Myers and everybody on cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was the coolest shot because you know, they're all in a group, but they're facing different directions because they're all working on separate things and they're on phones.
Yeah, the old Gordon Gecko Douglas brick phone.
Yeah, the brick
phone. The old brick phone that you knew was just shooting cancer straight into your brain because that thing is, it would get hot. You could only hold it for a certain amount of time because then it would just overheat. But that's got to be, so literally you could go do that with sports.
Yes.
You can do it with anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at
this one tape right here mm-hmm. From the early 70s. It's got Arkansas Baylor football from 72, interview with Joe Ferguson.
Wow.
Broyles with some new hog shoes that they've just introduced. Arkansas basketball at the old Barnhill.
Wow, the old Barnhill.
Field house, in 74. Yes. And then, you know, on the same tape, and, you know, this is how valuable these things are. Mm-hmm. This is on a one-hour tape. You've got Ronald Reagan in Little Rock in 1968. And Jimmy Johnson is announced as an assistant coach in Arkansas in 73.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's priceless stuff in here.
This project is really just starting.
We're just a few weeks into it, really. The first phase, mm-hmm. I've identified 50 tapes, 50 hours that need to be done immediately, need to be saved because either they're really old, they're really valuable, what's on them, and the tapes may be a little damaged or about to be. Because, you know, a 30-year-old tape, the oxide just starts to come off it. So I'm very careful to
30-year-old woman, the oxide starts to come off a little bit there, too.
Hold on.
Insert joke there. Yes. I'll tell you what you should do.
I'm not touching that one.
You should have a dinner. You need to have a dinner. Then you're doing this all in conjunction with the Pryor Center.
Exactly. They're one of my clients.
And of course, Senator and Governor Pryor had been a very vocal proponent of saving the oral history of the state, interviewing people.
It's been, and they're still doing
that's
a lot
great
of that.
Thing.
I'm just
yeah, that's
one
a very great
part
thing
of what
right.
what the Pryor Center does. All I'm working on is this KETV archive, and I had no idea when Dale Nicholson and I worked on getting this donated 2 years ago that I would still be involved with it after I left the station. So, I mean, this is great for me that I get to still be involved with this and be a part of the KATV history.
Well, to me, like I said, it's just fascinating because you could go back at any, and I mean, it sounds a little nerdy on my part, but then again, I can get caught up in that from time to time. And you can see different political commercials from different eras. You truly have the recent history of the state, the last, you know, 5 or 6 decades,
mm-hmm.
all right there that you can go to.
Just the other day I came across the Bill Clinton I'm Sorry ad from 1982.
Yeah.
You know, where he just...
I made a mistake. Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Hey, he mans up and says, you know, I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have raised the car tags. And
I would have shot more Cubans before they got out of control up there at Fort Chaffee.
I wouldn't have let Carter do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy Carter, man. He screwed more than one person in Arkansas. okay, got to hit a break. Well, Billie Holiday. She was a hot mess, too.
Boy,
man.
She was.
What? She was the original Amy Winehouse, I think. You know what I mean?
She was bigger, but she was the original.
Yeah, that was way out there in advance. And then poor old Judy Garland followed behind her. But again, music today provided by my man Randy Dixon here, Dixon Media. All artists who died, well, either of their
untimely
lives.
Deaths.
Untimely deaths. Let's put it that way. Got to hit a break. Stay with us back more after this.